Early last month, the state was blanketed by a wave of extreme cold, with temperatures in places reaching into the negative 30s with wind chill.
Those can be dangerous conditions for anybody, but they're especially dangerous for people without housing, and that's where warming centers come in.
Two directors of warming centers in Wisconsin join us now for a look at the services they provide and why their capacity was stretched thin during the cold spell.
Carla Hine is the coordinator of the La Crosse Warming Center, and Taylee Proctor is the coordinator for Good Shepherd Shelter in Wausau. Taylee, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Carla, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Carla, why are warming centers critical, obviously, in Wisconsin through the winter months? How much of a difference do they make?
Huge, huge impact in the community, in the understanding of what unsheltered neighbors go through. We are, quote unquote, the overflow shelter, especially here in La Crosse to the Salvation Army. We also are a no barrier shelter here in La Crosse with the warming center. So we allow everybody and anybody to come in regardless of past experiences and or how they present at the door.
And Taylee, other than a warm place to stay, what other kinds of services do warming centers like yours provide to people?
Yeah, we provide shower services, laundry services. We also have a warm meal each night, and then we have a cold cart breakfast.
And Carla, people might listen and think, oh, this is a shelter. Well, there's technically a difference, I understand, between a warming center and a shelter. What's the difference?
Yeah, and I use the words interchangeably. Oftentimes people aren't aware. A warming center is a night-by-night shelter that is often, ours is a permanent fixture here on La Crosse, luckily, but it is often set up as an overflow to like a regular shelter where people can stay 24/7. It also has different zoning laws, be it with the city or the county that the warming center is located in, than a shelter.
Taylee, as we're talking now, it's pretty cold in Wisconsin. It was brutally cold over the last couple of weeks. What did that end up meaning for your shelter and your warming center in Wausau?
We were in overflow, so that means that we can exceed our normal capacity, which is 30. So we went up to 40. Thankfully, we did not hit 40. We are also an overflow shelter to the other shelter in the area, which is the WMC shelter. I did get the information between both shelters. At one point, we saw 93 individuals seeking shelter.
And Carla, what did that really cold spell mean in La Crosse?
Yeah, so here in La Crosse, our warming center capacity is 34 on normal days. Overflow we go into when the temperatures are 15 degrees above zero or less. And we ended up with 44 people. Most nights we were turning away 5 to 6 individuals. Last Friday night, I believe, we had 13 individuals that we had worked out with the Salvation Army, where they then ended up having an overflow to our overflow, just so that we could keep everybody indoors. Because what we see for like medical needs and conditions with people staying at the warming center, we see mental illness. We also see addiction type things. But in the winter months, especially with the warming center, when we're just trying to keep people alive and out of the elements, we have seen a lot of, unfortunately, frostbite. And in my time here, I have seen some amputations of fingers and toes of our guests.
Carla, you may have just answered this. I think in general, is there enough capacity for warming stations in La Crosse?
No, unfortunately, there is not. Over this entire season up to yesterday morning, we've had over 215 different individuals spend evenings with us for a shelter that on regular nights can occupy 34 and an overflow 44. So no, we are definitely not able to assist everyone who would and could use our services.
And what's the capacity like there in Wausau, Taylee, between your outfit and the others you've mentioned?
Yeah, so thankfully right now at this point between the two shelters, we've been able to help everybody. I believe over at WMC, they can see the capacity up to 80 individuals, and we can go up to 40. So thankfully, we have yet to reach capacity of both shelters, but the need is growing. I can tell you last year, we were the only emergency night-by-night shelter within the area. And often we were turning people away because we only had the capacity of 40. But I can tell you, I definitely was not turning away 50 people a night. So the need has grown tremendously within the last year.
Taily, what would it take to have more capacity for your institution or another one to open another center? That's probably a pretty tall order, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, definitely. So unfortunately, here in the building that we are in, we don't have the means to expand. So we are in a building called the Community Partners Campus. I refer to it almost as a resource mall. It is absolutely incredible. So within our building, we also have not with Catholic Charities. There are other organizations and entities, but we have Neighbor's Place, which is a food pantry, Baby's Place, where people can get diapers and formula. We also have the free clinic in here, along with Catholic Charities St. Lawrence programming, which is financial counseling. We have our adoption and pregnancy support out of here. Also Beyond Shelter. So it's very busy over here. So unfortunately, we don't have much room to expand. Right now, WMC is a temporary shelter until Bridge Street Mission actually takes over. So they will be partially emergency shelter and then transitional living as well.
And Carla, do you see any movement to expand capacity at your or other organizations providing warming stations and shelter in La Crosse?
Warming center-wise, we are blessed to have a lease that allows us to have the warming center here. I think that's the biggest hurdle for in La Crosse is that a lot of people understand and see the need for needing warming centers. However, having them in your backyard is often something that is struggled with to find additional space for a center to open up. Here, realistically, our building is at max capacity via the fire department. However, we have at Catholic Charities in La Crosse, which is beautiful. Not only are the warming centers needed, Taily kind of alluded to it, but this is the starting off point, right? Like this is like the worst day of your life is when you're coming in here, right? Like you've got nothing else, the family, friends, support, you might have lost it, what have you. So with Catholic Charities, we have, like transitional housing, as Taily was saying, there's the Live By program where you have like case management, which is some of the services here at the Warming Center that we have partnered with La Crosse, the city of La Crosse, as well as like Balance of State, coordinated entry to get people on list, to get them in touch with the people who can get them to that next level of living care, where they can get in a home, where they have a social worker who is doing case management with them. So we are trying to do a lot of those warm handoffs. And that starts by different partners coming into our agency, which has been absolutely phenomenal.
Carla, on a practical level, how do you get the word out to people who need these kinds of services? They might not have been without housing for very long. This might be all new to them. How do you find the target audience that can benefit from your services?
Normally, it's word of mouth. The guests that stay with us at the shelter are oftentimes the people who are referring others to our agency. Also, we have a resource center. It's called Reach in La Crosse, and they are wonderful. It's a place where people can go, even if they aren't experiencing homelessness per se, but they're experiencing homeless instability. And so it kind of gives all of the options of what is available, a starting point for people. And those are a lot of the partners that we work with. Also, the La Crosse Library. As a lot of us probably know, libraries have become places where, you know, if there aren't daytime shelters like there aren't in La Crosse, those are services that a lot of our unsheltered population uses. So we have an amazing partnership with the La Crosse County Library System as well.
And Taily, what kind of outreach do you do to make sure that people who need your services can get to them?
Definitely. So like I mentioned, we're kind of in like this resource mall, which is amazing. So up front, we have plenty of flyers. We also, the collaboration here in WASA is absolutely amazing when it comes with other organizations and entities. So I know a lot of the other nonprofits in the area are constantly referring. Like Carla had mentioned, word of mouth. We have good communications. over with the other shelter as well, because sometimes, you know, somebody might be having a rough night, it might not be a good fit over there, so they come by us and we're totally okay with that. But I would say just a lot of collaboration with the community and word of mouth.
We are talking about warming centers in Wisconsin with Carla Hine with La Crosse Warming Center and Taylee Proctor with Good Shepherd Shelter in Wausau. I think a lot of times people think of homelessness, oh, that's a big city problem. And in Wisconsin, maybe that's Milwaukee and Madison. Well, it seems to be all over the place. Taylee, let's start with you. How much of a problem is homelessness for people, and how aware is the community that that problem exists?
I would say our community is aware. However, I feel like there's always a stigmatism around homelessness. So I think the reason behind homelessness isn't as well known as there is a homelessness crisis going on. So with that, I think our community has been pretty involved. Every single time that there's ever been an ask put out there to our community, they have been absolutely amazing at reaching that need. However, the need, it's growing. And I'd say probably the biggest need that is needed in our area is safe and affordable housing.
And Carla, how about in La Crosse?
Yeah, we are very fortunate. I don't know that our community might say that all the time, that we do have the experience and the knowledge that there is homelessness. It's in the downtown area, and so people are well aware of it. I sometimes don't know that everybody is equipped with what I would say the best response, like when they meet somebody who is homeless. I always tell people, this is, you know, I say, I don't give them money, give them resources. You can contact Catholic Charities Warming Center in La Crosse. We have resources that you can hand out to people. You know, tell them where the REACH Resource Center is, show them where the Salvation Army is located. So a lot of members of our community have limited knowledge of everything that is going on. The other thing that I would say, and it alludes exactly to what Taylee said, is that there's a housing crisis. And so we do have people at the Warming Center, and a lot of the guests at the Warming Center have jobs. They have some sort of income with like a Social Security or an income or even a retirement or a pension. You know, we have people who had lucrative careers who end up at the Warming Center. And sometimes just finding housing that is A, affordable for them, and B, a landlord that is willing to give second chances and not necessarily see the person as what their background or their financial record says of them, but to see the human being standing before them. I think that is definitely something that could continue to grow within our community and our business association here.
Carla, people might be listening, maybe in your area or elsewhere in the state, and thinking, hey, I would like to help out with the warming centers or these other services. What is the best way for a community member to get involved?
Best way is you could potentially, you know, reach out to your 211 if you're looking to volunteer through Catholic Charities. Our website is ccclse.org. That's in for the Diocese of La Crosse. You could look up Catholic Charities in your area. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't say this for everybody. However, if you feel comfortable, even asking, you know, somebody who you know or think or have seen on the streets, and just say, hey, where is it that you spend your nights, or where do you spend your days, and finding those places and then reaching out to those entities that are organizing that particular place and seeing how you can get involved. Monetary donations are always necessary. It takes staff that is trained to know how to work with our guests, to know how to get them the best resources all the time, but also just, you know, understanding that an unsheltered person is nothing different. They are no different than you or I, other than they don't have four walls and a roof. They are, you know, us seeing ourselves in the mirror just without a house. And having that understanding, sometimes it's just giving a smile to somebody and just being supportive.
We'll leave it there. Taylee, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Carla, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Carla Hine is the coordinator of the La Crosse Warming Center, and Taylee Proctor is coordinator for Good Shepherd Shelter in Wausau. We've been talking about warming centers around Wisconsin and the capacity challenges they face during extreme cold weather like we had last month here in Wisconsin.